the rest of the story. Al was useless, utterly useless. He told his sister in a letter, quote, "I am nothing but a burden to my family. Really, it would have been better if I had never been born." He had been taken out of school as a youngster because he was what we would now consider retarded. Remember what I just said. He had been taken out of school because he was considered what we would now call retarded and had to be tutored at home by his mother. By the age of 22, Al had hit bottom. His parents, impoverished, were no longer able to support him. He needed a job, but nobody would hire him. And so in desperation, Al appealed to an old school friend, a fellow whose class notes he used to copy. The friend's father had government connections. And a few days later, Al was being interviewed for a position at the Federal Patent Office. Fred Haller was then director of the agency. He would conduct the interview personally. Haller informed the young man that he needed personnel capable of judging whether a request for a patent had any justification. "What do you know about patents?" the director asked. Al said nothing. Didn't know a thing about patents. The director arched an eyebrow. Under ordinary circumstances, he would have terminated the interview right then and there. And yet there was something, I guess, there must have been something intriguing in the young man's frankness. The director said, "Tell me a little bit about yourself." And Al forced a smile. What was there to tell? He'd been thrown out of high school at the age of 15. And with no high school diploma, college had been out of the question. So he applied at a technical school, but he flunked the entrance exam. So he went back to high school, a different one, actually, because his old high school refused to readmit him. This time, he did manage to graduate. He was even accepted at technical school, and yet when potential employers subsequently discovered that he had cut classes chronically, that he had passed his exams only very narrowly, that he had treated his professors irreverently, nobody would hire him. So Al had the word loser written all over him. Now here he was in the Federal Patent Office asking for a job for which he was not qualified. But Director Haller was a very patient man, I guess. He'd heard all of the reasons why he should not hire Al. Now he wanted to hear some reasons why he should. And remarkably, that interview continued for most of 2 hours. And by the time it was over, the director had come to this conclusion. Al was not stupid. He had not been retarded. He was simply a failure. And if he were ever to stop failing and make something of himself, it would first require a large dose of self-confidence. From somewhere, he was going to have to get some self-confidence. So Director Haller decided to give Al a break, a probationary job as technical expert third class. Posterity's impressions of Al is larger than life. He was not inexorably destined to guide lesser minds through space and time. In fact, at the age of 22, he stood at the brink of utter uselessness. Until at long last, somebody took a chance on him and gave him a job at the Swiss Federal Patent Office. And inspired by his first unequivocal success, he eventually learned to live up to his best. And from that beginning, became the incomparable genius the world knows as Albert Einstein. And now you know the rest of the story.